Just as in the days of Noah, listen to me very carefully. Take a deep breath. Get your tissue or something. Some of y'all just had a 5-minute workout. Look at you, can't even. Just as in the days of Noah, and they had never seen rain before, but Noah prepared for the rain. Listen to me very carefully. It's kind of echoey up here, if you can turn it down some. What's about to come on this nation, you have never seen before. It is my responsibility to prepare you for that. It does matter where you go to church. There is something coming on this nation. If you're spiritual, you can already sense it and see it, that we must prepare for. I personally believe that the day of gimmick church is over. Because you're going to have a lot of people that have no idea of this thing called the Ark of Safety. Because it won't be a boat you can run to, but it's going to be something you should have within that comes from the teachings in your local assembly. I must prepare you. I must prepare my house. I believe God has got us on this whole seed sowing thing the top of this year for a reason. Because I believe if we obey the voice of God, your obedience financially will carry you through what's about to hit this nation. Well, I'm good because I get Social Security check. I'm good. I got this. I'm good. I got unemployment coming. I'm good because I still got some money. I'm good, you know, because I already get Section 8. I'm good because I got a link card. I'm good. The system of the world, I read it to you in Matthew, is not going to fall. It's already crumbling. It's already crumbling. So if your faith is in that system, you, my friend, need to get some teachings from the Word of God to prepare your house. Noah prepared his house and created a safe place for those who had an ear to hear. It is very important in this season what you hear. What you hear in this season is extremely important. You have to assess what's been coming in your ear gate and turn off some stuff. Some of your favorite preachers are not preparing you for what's to come. You're being hoodwinked. You're being bamboozled. You're being led astray. This is the 15th conference you've been to, and you're not better, yet worse. They keep flying in speakers for you to hear, and you're still not better. You bought all the books, the CDs, the t-shirts, and the tapes. You've been to the leadership conferences. You've been to everything, and you're still not better. Somebody's getting better. It's just not you. Our ear is so important in this season. Because here's what God wants to do with us. He wants us to be like Noah. So when this thing hits, we can take care of some people. We can be distribution centers and not in the line ourselves for cheese. I got 3 claps over here, 1 upstairs and 2 over here. We are living as in the days of Noah. Y'all can turn the fans off and I just had to Turn them on for that workout y'all just did. Are y'all listening to what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Noah locked in to God's instructions. Said lock in. I ain't here to play church with y'all. I'm not even preaching sermons no more. We're strategically building lives. So when you leave out of here on Sunday, you can live the rest of the week and live on the level God called you to live on. You don't get to come back here every week and get your church shot. You get to be happy in here and out there. You get to hug the folk in church and your family at home. And so I need you to commit again to give London and I your ear. Because I'm looking at some things. I don't spend a lot of time watching things that don't matter to me anymore. People say, don't watch the news, it's negative. I need to know what's going on. Because they're not hiding anything anymore. We're just dull of hearing and dull of seeing. Are you listening to me? Noah built a refuge for the saving of his household. Say this, say, chaos will happen. Say this, say, but I don't have to be a part of it. Say, I will not be a part of it. I don't care what's happening all around us. We're going to be able to pull from within the wisdom of God. See, that's the importance, too, of the $1,000 seed. I don't care if you don't like me or think I've been talking about it too much. I'm going to talk about it until we all cross over. That $1,000 seed gets God's attention. I got one all right. It does. You obeying God and your giving gets his attention. But that $1,000 seed gets his attention because it's stretching some of you. When we gave our first $1,000, we were young. We didn't know much. We didn't have anything. And we had just saved that $1,000. That's all we had, Chris. And the Lord said, give it. And I said, now, wait a minute. What kind of God would take my last $1,000? Asked me to give my last $1,000. He wasn't asking me to put it in the bucket. He was asking me to put it in the ground. Okay, some of y'all looking at me like, here he go again. Yup, here I go again. You came. I said, you came. Look at 1 Kings chapter 3. I'm going to give this and I'm going to get into today's message, but I got to help you. If I ask you by the show of hands, how many of you believe in God or expect an increase in your finances, everybody's hand would go up. If I ask the same group of people, how many of you have made financial adjustments toward that, I won't get the same amount of hands. Because some of y'all just are hoping and are wishing. This ain't no birthday cake, you blow out the candle. This is God's stuff. These are laws, these are principles that you don't get to play with. You get to follow and lock into. Tell your neighbor, say, I must be all in. That's not just a t-shirt. It's not just a t-shirt. Look at 1 Kings chapter 3. Look at verse number 4. Put it on the screen if you can. The king went to Gibeon near Jerusalem where the tabernacle and the bronze altar stood to sacrifice there. For that was a great high place. And Solomon, say Solomon.
Solomon.
Offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night and said, ask me what I shall give you. That 1,000 burnt offerings, which represents currency in our time, because anybody bringing no bulls in here, no goats in here. And we bring no chickens in here. When I preach in Africa, they going to give me a chicken. No. That's just the culture. And I said, what am I going to do with this chicken? But that's not our culture. You don't go to Jewel and do your grocery shopping and get the rest and give them your dog. Take Rover. He said currency. Said money. And Solomon gave this $1,000 burnt offering. Thousand. And God asked him, what do you want? That thousand represents, search in the scripture, search the numbers, unlimited supply. God says, what do you want? And y'all know what Solomon said. He didn't say, give me the head of my enemies. He didn't say, give me a wife. But he says, I want wisdom. And I want strategies. This is what we need in this season. You need wisdom and you need strategies. Because the world is about to start telling you what to do. But I said, no. I got my stuff from someplace else. I'm downloading wisdom and strategies from heaven on what I should do. Now, y'all can look at me if you want to, but I told you this about 4 years ago, what was coming, did I not? And I prepared our house and I prepared the church for what was coming, and it came. And some of y'all didn't listen. So when it came, we had to pay car notes and phone bills and mortgages and rents because you didn't listen. Because you have a slave mentality that somebody's going to always give you something. I'm trying to help you break that. Now don't get mad. I didn't call you no slave. It's a mentality. And the government runs it. Keep you in line for something else. They give you just enough so you can come back and get some more. That's why the system is generational. Your grandmother started on welfare, and then your mother, and then the daughter, and then the nephew, and then it just keeps going down. And when they die, go get my link. Go get my section name. See, you don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you the truth. See, church ain't going to tell you this. See, because most churches don't care about your state. Just come in here and serve and give your money. I need your house to be okay. And so I told you, by the last day in June, if you've never saved money, you should have saved $1,000 for your house. For your house. That's why you can't get ahead, because every time something breaks, you got to go rob Peter to pay Paul. You got to pull from here to put it over here because the washing machine ain't working. Or my catalytic converter that went bad or whatever. And you don't have none styled. Somebody stole it. If I come outside and you under my car, Twan, you preach Sunday because I won't be here. I'm trying to help you. What is it about us that we won't heed, submit to, and follow instructions to make our lives better? What is it? See, the proof of adulthood is your ability to follow instructions like a child. Oh, write that one down. Right? That just came out. Somebody say it again. What did I just say? The proof of your adulthood is your ability to follow instructions like a child. I should say like a child should, because these kids nowadays. Yes. Next Sunday, is Youth Sunday next Sunday? It's the Sunday after. I know we did it before, but I'm praying for every young person here because the death angel is loose. Yes. Death is lurking in our city. And this thing is spiritual. It is not a political issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's not a Republican. It's not a mayor or police chief issue. And we keep saying, people say, come get your kids. They can't because the parents are kids themselves. There's nobody to come and get them. That's why they're running wild. They have no vision. They have no direction. Nobody has put anything in them. So they're running wild. It's in the Bible. It says where there is no vision, they cast off restraints. And they run wild in the streets. It's in Proverbs. And that's why I'm concerned about the church having all these prayer rallies on the corners. What are we doing? Is it show or is it really helping something? A lot of circus behavior, a lot of clowns. Because there's no fruit from any of it. I I want to do what God, Pastor, why y'all don't go pray on the corner? Because he didn't tell me to go pray on the corner. I'm not against it, but I'm just, can we just do what God tells us to do? And not just do stuff so everybody can say we did it? Nobody cares about some of the stuff we posted. Nobody cares about that. People are dying in the streets. Because wisdom is void. Your daughter shouldn't go to prom and not come home. And you can say all you want. These kids were great kids and they love God and nobody. And you, but you look through their Facebook page and their Instagram page and their Snapchat and you'll see the real life. We got to stop lying and help our children. That's why I'm tough on mine, Jack. And they can get mad with me. They cannot like me. But you ain't running the streets. You ain't going out to a certain time. Nope, you ain't taking the car down there. Nope, you're not going down there. Let me know when you get there and when you come. Yep, that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm a father. Because that's one of the things that's missing. The men in the home. Thank God for the grace on women. But there's something about a man in the house. Because you tell them to do something, they're going to go back and forth with you. But soon as I say, hey, that's enough now. That's enough. Now go sit down like I said. And don't tell me what slavery did. We got the history. We got to deal with right now. Because I don't care what happened, I'm not a victim. I got 3 amens over here. I've been given the tools now to win. So I can't keep blaming Massa. That's what they want you to do. Keep blaming Massa. See, I'm giving you the tools to drop every mentality that God didn't intend for you to have. So you ain't got no reason to blame nobody. Just change your thoughts. And the reason you can't change your thoughts and keep with them, because you keep getting, where's your phone, Twan? Where's your phone? Where's your, can I just take my time here? Where's my phone? Give me my phone. I'm going to get yours in a second. This is my phone. Everybody got a phone? Raise up your phone. It's still cold. It turned the thing off and it's still cold. I got to turn it off. You know this Chicago, it was 85 yesterday. It's 32 and snowing today. You in church with a skull cap on, snow boots, Uggs, bikini t-shirt, come on here, and flip-flops. You don't know what to wear. Hold your phone up. Okay, stop talking, I'm talking. Hold your phone up. Here's why some of us can't stick with changing our thoughts. Because this is my phone. It represents, oh, he left. Oh, that was quick. It represents the voice of God. Okay. This is the voice of God for me. It's just my phone represents that. Okay. Apostolic, iPhone. Okay. If God is talking to me and giving me his thoughts, every time my phone rings, I ask it because God is telling me something about my family and my career and my future. He's telling me, no, don't do that. Don't get revenge. Just let that one go. He's giving me instructions. He's giving me his thoughts. See, but here's what I do. I'm talking to God, and then you got something to say on your phone, so then I get your phone. I'm going to hear what you guys said too. So in order for me to hear what he got, I got to put God down for a second. See.
Good illustration.
See. So God just told me, let it go, let it be. Let them folk talk. You don't owe them nothing. Now I pick up his call. You about to cuss them out, mom, you go down there. Because you ain't no punk. They ain't gonna punk you around. You let them know who she thinks she is. See, it's a white issue. It's because you black. Tell them when you get there tomorrow. Now God done already told you his thoughts. Just let it be. So now I got God's thoughts. And I got his thoughts. That ain't enough. That ain't enough. And I hit somebody else. And I got somebody else's thoughts. Then I got to put God down. What you said now? He said, I can't afford the tithe. You right. Because I got my phone bill due next week. And I'm trying to go on vacation. Now, God just said, I'm trying to get you out of financial struggle. But you entertaining other thoughts. And every time you pick up another thought, you got to put his thought down. And then, God says, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm with you. You got the mind of Christ. Sign up for the class. I got you. Girl, you know you're too old. You ain't been in school in 30 years. And you flunked math in 10th grade. You going back to school? Everybody trying to go back to school. Why are you just trying to do like everybody else? Now, God already told you what to do. Yeah. God said, hey, son, I got you. Don't worry about it. Just stay where you are. Stay in that apartment. I'm working some things out for you. Just keep paying your rent on time. Get your bills under control. Make some adjustments. Turn some things off. Oh, no. But, girl, God got you. Another voice now. You holding all these voices. You work too hard not to have a car. They only get you one. You can afford it. Who they think they is? I wouldn't work that hard not have what I want. Now, God just said, just be patient. I got you. See? And every time you pick up another voice, you got to put his voice down. And then when you get in trouble, now you trying to find his voice. What did God say? You got all these voices. It's we. God says, just be cool. I got you. You're in a great place. They're giving you wisdom. I know it's tough. But I got your marriage. I'm working on your hearts. Oh, but I got another voice over here. If I was you, I wouldn't take that. No. Nigga crazy. I wouldn't take that. And you got all these voices. And so then when I come up here to talk, to represent God's voice for you, because I'm your pastor. You said I was your pastor. That's my pastor. Which means I should be the voice of God for you. So my voice just mixed in with the rest of them. Now you shuffling voices. And based on how you feeling, you pick out the one you want. I'm going to go with this one today because they done got on my nerves, so I'm cussing everybody out. This is the voice for me today. Or you got an apostle, a chief apostle, a pastor, an elder, a mentor, a bishop, a spiritual father, a spiritual mother, and so you just going through everybody. Pastor said this, but John Hannah said this, and Leroy said this, and Joyce Meyer said this, and Jamal Bryan said this, and you just confused. Shuffling voices. You got spiritual diarrhea now. You running off. But you are in the local church, so when you get in real trouble, you run to me. But when I said stop being bamboozled, and you left this church because we gave you sound doctrine, and you at somebody else's church in the $2,000 line giving them your rent. Because they said you're going to get a car next week. Now you all caught up and giving your rent money. Now here you come calling the church because you out of rent money. Because you shuffling voices. And sometimes you get so many voices and they all start sounding the same. You don't even know which one is God. Now, y'all pray for me. The devil coming against my mind. No, you just got too many voices in your ear. And just because they go to church don't mean it's a godly voice. I done got some of the worst advice from spirit-filled people. Spirit-filled people. If I was you, I wouldn't take that from him. Then they walked away with your husband. How many voices are you shuffling? How many voices? Come on. How many voices are you shuffling? How many? How many voices are you shuffling? Then you get mad and say, you know what? Just forget it. I'm just done with it. I'm done with it all. I ain't going to church no more. Everybody, I just. Because in all this stuff you open yourself to, that was a voice in there. And I don't care about all these phones here. I know my voice. I don't care how they look. How many? I know my voice. So I ain't got to be. That's mine right there. Get them phones for me. Now listen, I don't need y'all to say, that's real good. I need you to get it. Yeah. Give me all of them. No, give me all of them. Not just yours. Look at you. Give me all of them. He done went and got his voice. See?
You got it?
Yeah.
You got a lot of voices.
A lot of voices.
You need help?
See, there you go. It's got a lot of voices. When I was a living word, Bill Winston was my voice. That was it. I ain't got to go watch TBN, Word Never. I got a voice. That I said God sent me to his house. That's my voice. He didn't send no card and said, come here. I went there and said, God sent me here. That was my voice. When I transitioned out, see? You dropping the voices. When I left there, Mike Freeman became my voice. That's my voice for everything. I don't need to hear nobody else. I don't sit up and watch Christian TV. I don't need to do that. I don't watch TBN, Word. I don't watch none of it. That's on you. I don't watch it. I got a voice. I tune into my voice in the morning, at night, when I'm ironing, whatever. I'm listening to my voice. If I miss something, I go back and watch the playback of my voice. What do you got to say to me this week? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I'm becoming the teachings from my voice. So what's on his life, I'm starting to now see it on my life. The increase on his life, I'm seeing it in my life. The stuff on his marriage, I'm seeing it in my. Now, I'm not saying your voice ain't going to never be perfect. But if I'm your voice, if she's your voice, some on our life should inspire you. If nothing on our life inspires you, you need a new voice. I want to be like my voice. Now, and I give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if he go home and beat Dee Dee up. And I don't know. He can cuss out in the kitchen. And I don't know. But what he presents to me is good stuff, and I take it. That's why I said when I pray with people, every good thing on our life. Because there's some bad things on our life. There's some things London's still dealing with that she ain't fixed yet. We don't give her grace. No. No, on any given day, Elder Floyd, I can be a mess. Now she's saying amen. Not mess came over me. I chose to be a mess. I made a decision with all the truth I have to do something different. Don't look at me because you have too. But even with that, and I know my pastor ain't perfect. Yeah, sometimes he's made me upset. But I've never dishonored him. Never disrespected him. You ain't gonna make me do it. I know he's human. But the good things on his life, I want them. Ooh. It's that one voice. That, who voice is this? And see, here's what strongholds are. when you're holding strong to all these voices. Listen, so when the truth comes in, you dispel the truth. You fight the truth because you're holding on to all of this. You're gambling with your life. When you gonna just go all in? When you gonna eliminate your plan B? I'm gonna go down there and see what the church doing. But if it don't work, I'm going back to the pole. No. If it don't work, I'm going back to selling drugs. I'm not trying to be funny. Because how do you in one season be a prayer warrior and the next season you a stripper? Because you were never all in. You said, let me try this. If it don't work, I'm going back to this. You walk around with all these voices to see which one fits you for whatever season. And God places people in the body as it pleases him. So you don't even get to pick your voice. You don't get to pick your voice. You get to discover your voice. I was sitting at home watching The Marriage Show. And I discovered, and the Lord says, that's your pastor. That's your voice. And I called immediately. So I need a meeting with him. I never met him before in my life. I need a meeting with him because this is my voice. Somebody phone blowing up, man. Somebody almost got a drug dealer phone. He's gone. His buzzing jacket. What you selling? I'm just playing. And I went down and I met with him. What's your name, Sugar? Trinity. I went down and met with him. Remind me to give you $100 before service is over. God wants to do some extraordinary things in your life in the next 3 months. But your obedience is key. Yeah, I'll talk to you about it more in a second. What was I saying, Ebony? So I called. They gave me the meeting. And I went down. I flew in on a Wednesday night. I got there about 5 o'clock. And I went straight to the midweek service, Jason. When I got there, it was almost over. He wasn't even there. Somebody else was preaching. And I just sat. And then he came out at the end to sit like we do and greet the guests. I said, oh, there you go. And so I got in the line. I'm looking and smelling like Southwest Airlines. Come on, I got on some. I got on a wrinkled t-shirt. We look like we just caught the Greyhound there and then the bike. And so we got in the line to greet him. And I can tell, he just kind of like brushed us off. Hey, how y'all doing? Praise God. I said, we got to meet with you tomorrow. I said, okay, well, praise God. And we went on. He plagued us, man. He did. I don't care. And so we went to the meeting the next day. And I come in. I look like American Airlines now. I got I just ironed my jeans and put on a different shirt. Because we was young. We didn't know nothing. We had nothing. We had just started. We was in Snowfront. We was just like. And he's sitting behind this desk with 8-piece suit on, rings and Rolex. And I walk in and get immediately intimidated. I'm like, man, I'm like, what's up? So I sit down. And God knitted our hearts in a 4-hour conversation. And he told us, he says, when I saw you, I didn't think you had what you got on you. So you got to be careful by judging the book by the cover. Gave us his phone number, and ever since we've been rocking, Jack. And I've become the teachings. I receive every word. I receive the correction. See, that's another thing. If your voice can't correct you, I ain't your voice. See. Mm-hmm. If I can't tell you, take that off. Put that on. Don't do that. That ain't okay. Don't be posting that on Facebook. That's not okay. Tell somebody this week, I told a few people this week, take that off of Facebook. It's not okay. It's not who you are. You're better than that. You ain't got to explain. Just take it down. Well, who you think you're telling me? That's just my page. I can do what I want to do. You doggone right you can. But you told me I was your pastor. I'm not the preacher at the church you come to. I'm your pastor. Now, you don't want to be pastor. Go get you a church with 80,000 members and sit in row number 300. But you come here, I want to know your name. I want fellowship with you. I want to get in your business sometime. No, not on purpose. Just like if I see something, though, I want to pay. Hey, because I want you to be better. I want you to come and say, Pastor, I love him. And I said, nope, that ain't the one. I won't be able to tell you that. Because, see, most of our women have father issues anyway. That's why they can't receive from a pastor. Most of our men have father issues. He was not in the home. So when you come here and you see me, you say, man, that's Pops. That's my pastor. That's my man of God. And you put all the weight that should have been on your father on me. And when you find out I'm human, you say, nope, I got to go. I make a mistake, you leave. And really, it wasn't me. It was daddy issues because he was never there. Because he left your mama. He divorced you. He divorced you. It wasn't me. And I don't mind. I'll be Pops to you, whatever you I am and dear me. I don't have no problem with that. But that comes with a bag, though. See, my arm's getting tired holding all these voices. Because all these voices are weighty. Because voices are not just words. They're spiritual containers going somewhere to happen. Words create soul ties with folk you ain't never met. And instead of you just letting them go because you have a voice, say, no, because that's my preacher. I love him. I love her. That's my girl. No. I don't know how I even got on this, Twan. But it's good, ain't it? You said close that. I got a whole bunch of notes up there. I ain't got to name one of them. He said, y'all come back next Sunday? See, my arm's hurting, Kay. I'm sweating because I'm trying to hold all these voices. When I'm sliding out, they sliding. Mm-hmm. That's what snakes do. They slide. I'm gonna preach everything. I'm gonna preach everything. But because we have not been spiritually minded, we fall for everything. Now let me make this very clear. This ain't no perfect church and I ain't no perfect man. Don't approach me like that. But I am your man of God. We are anointed by God for this time. We didn't ask for this. It was put on us before the foundation of the world. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? So when I say something, what's on my life, you should want it on your life, the good stuff. What I'm on, you should be on. If I'm worshiping, you should be worshiping. If I'm running, you should be running. If I'm saving, you should be saving. If I'm giving, you should be giving. Because I want it. My pastor said, I'm going to save a certain amount of money this year. And I said, that's not my portion, but I'm going to save 10%. Because what you own, I want it on my life. When he laid hands on me, he said, every good thing that's on my life, I want it on yours. I said, I receive every bit of it. And here's what I told him. Okay. My arms hurt, they're deformed. And don't go giving these voices to nobody else.
We don't need.
Yeah. Girl, listen to him because he said, no. No, Okay, put him down there. Whew. Man. Even without seeing the cover, I know my voice.
Yes, that's right.
So I don't know who those belong to, but we'll give them out in a minute. Just, they can put them in the dying bag. Just come on, sit down. They get it. You going to pass them out now? Oh, she want her phone?
She need her voice.
Oh, okay. Hey, she the boss. She said, give her a phone, Jack. What was I saying, Elder? I was saying something right for. I was about to go into something else. Oh man! It was before that. It was before that. Oh man! I gave what it gave. Yeah, I don't remember, but everything good that's on his life, I want it on mine. I was going to plan a location, Jason, and here's what he told me. He says, ain't the time for that. I said, okay, case closed. That's the end of that. God told me, okay, we're not going to plan it. That's it. Who do you think he is? You hear from God? He said, no. I said, okay. And the reason we can't submit to that level, because the father issue in the earth is bigger than what y'all think. It's huge. That's why in the black church, we flock to our leaders and we call them dad and pops and stuff. And it's okay. I'm not against that, because some people are very genuine with that. And it's an endearment, and they love me for real. And other people put their daddy issues on me with that. I can't take your daddy issues. I can walk you through some things, but you got to understand, I'm just as human as your daddy is. And I may disappoint you too. And I just believe a son should never run off and leave his daddy. See, I'm going to talk about it because Father's Day is coming up, and I got to open up some things that y'all want to talk about in church. We got to deal with it. We see the dysfunction we have. Even if the father is in the home, you know how tampered with the black man is? Yeah. Oh, Chris, I ain't even got time today. You'd have no idea. And the weight that's put on us to be this, we was only given this. To be father, to be husband, to be spiritual leader, and most saw none of it coming up. And then you get your woman, and they was only told, get you a man that can do this, 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 and the third. That's going to take care of you and work and do this and do this, and never told them what they should do. How did I get on this? But when you come in here, I don't care what your history is, this is the importance of changing your mind. You start exchanging your thoughts for his thoughts, because your thought said, keep you a woman, but one on the side too. Your thought says, don't let her know all the money that you got. That's what your thought said. That's what you were taught. And you just had to say, you got it honest. You did. You did. You know how much booty I could have had when I was in Noel's church? No, Doc. The deacons encouraged me. I would ride with them when they went to the hotel visit. I was in the car with them. I said, I'm staying in the car. Y'all going on in the deacons. My first drink was with ministers. I'm not knocking the church. I'm saying this is all they knew. This was passed down to them. Nobody wakes up and says, let me just be a darn fool and sin and act. Nobody does that. Nobody gets married to say, let me just get married and try not to get divorced. Nobody says that. But our souls are so contaminated because it didn't play a part in the salvation process. So I got to now change my mind and my thoughts. And I could be saved 30 years and never do that. So I'm saved, but I'm living according to thoughts that I shouldn't be living according to. Yes. And when you change your thoughts, you change your ways. Yes. I had to change my mind about porn before I stopped watching it. Yes. Willpower doesn't help you. It may get you 2 weeks in. but I had to change my mind about what it was doing to my soul. So now I can't see nobody without undressing them. That's messing with my soul. Now my thinking is off and my feelings is off and I'm messed up. And I can say, Lord, please take it away. I got to change my mind. I just need a miracle. What work you want by changing your mind? You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Meaning nobody else can work miracles but God? No, that's not scripture. You can work your own. See, I'm not talking down here with y'all. Tell your neighbor, say, let's come on up. When you, okay, I got to stop. I didn't get to nothing I plan on saying. What you say? I never received the offering? I didn't do that either. Okay. I didn't read the regular offering either?
They need their phones.
Can I show you one scripture though? Ecclesiastes. Pass the phones out. If it's your, like in school, raise your hand, this your phone. What I saw yesterday in our city, my heart plummeted. And here's what I heard immediately, that death is lurking. And if we don't fix this, we're gonna have a lot of funerals this year. Because everybody I saw in their videos was 20 and under. Kids. And I had a double anger. I was angry with them and the devil. Like, what is happening? And everybody got guns. And I told myself, I said, hey, you somewhere? If the crowd is over there, you go over here. If anything break off, you leave immediately. You don't take no videos. You don't try to break nothing up. You don't try to, you leave. Because our goal is that when I go to bed at night, to vote for them in their rooms. I need you to come home. And back in the day, coming home wasn't that big of a deal. Now it's like, we got to pray that you make it back home today. I'm governing myself different, Elder. Like, you people blowing your horn, I'm blowing my horn. And you people are crazy. Go on ahead, man. Just go ahead and do it. So on Youth Sunday, all Crave up there, we're going to pray for you again. We ain't going to take a lot of time. We just want to cancel every plan of the enemy. Let me tell y'all something too. Y'all ain't waiting to get old to serve the Lord with all your hearts. Because y'all do everything else. Get all in. And the reason some of y'all dealing with anxiety and depression is because of this. You got to turn it off. You got to stop it. See, when I was bullied as a child. See. And, but it stopped when I went home. Now it doesn't stop because you got this. See, and I don't want to teach violence, but I hauled off and slapped my guy one time. That was the end of that, Stacey. I'm not telling y'all to slap nobody. I'm just saying that's what I did.
That's right.
I hit him hard too, Jack. Because I had had enough.
That's right.
I had enough.
That's right.
What was I saying, Twan? You got to help me. We're going to receive the offering here. Ooh. Yes, sir. The scripture, why tell you turn? No, put your pen in there. We'll do that later. Come back next Sunday, and I go over what I plan to go over. Today. But I think this was good.
It was